Misinformed Coercion or Informed Consent by Dr. Eric Plasker. In order for you to be healthy and to have a healthy country, we need a non-negotiable policy of informed consent, not misinformed coercion. Informed consent is defined by the Cambridge Dictionary as agreement or permission to do something from someone who has been given full information about the possible effects or results. Informed consent is the cornerstone of medical ethics. Legally, informed consent can be given only by an adult. Coercion is compelling a party to act in an involuntary manner by use of threats, including propaganda or force. It involves a set of various types of forceful actions that violate the free will of an individual to induce a desired response. For example, a bully demanding lunch money from a student or the student gets beaten. These actions may include extortion, blackmail, torture, threats to induce favors, or even sexual assault. In law, coercion is codified as a duress crime. Such actions are used as leverage to force the victim to act in a way contrary to their own interests. Coercion may involve the actual infliction of physical pain/injury or psychological harm. This is done in order to enhance the credibility of a threat. The threat of further harm may lead to the cooperation or obedience of the person being coerced. Wikipedia. The level of misinformed coercion during COVID has been intense and unscientific. The track record of the companies who created these experimental COVID vaccines makes informed consent essential, while also having us be wary of the misinformed coercion behind them. The media has hailed these companies as saviors who rose to meet the needs of the country during a pandemic. They are companies that we are being told to trust. We are told they have our best interests at heart, with a good track record of caring. However, here are some documented facts. These facts should raise serious concerns. It is especially concerning that manufacturers are not liable for any damages or injuries that result from their vaccines. According to CNN, established in 2010, Moderna has never brought a product to market or gotten any of its 9 or so vaccine candidates approved for use by the FDA. It has also never brought a product to the third and final phase of a clinical trial. Johnson & Johnson has been named in numerous lawsuits for toxic and/or dangerous products, including drugs, shampoos, medical equipment, and asbestos-contaminated baby powder. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, AstraZeneca paid $520 million for off-label drug marketing. It illegally marketed the antipsychotic drug Seroquel for uses not approved as safe and by the FDA. Reuters reported that AstraZeneca agreed to pay $110 million to settle 2 lawsuits brought by the state of Texas, claiming that it fraudulently marketed the antipsychotic drug Seroquel and Crestor for high cholesterol. These are but 2 of their settled lawsuits, representing a willingness to manipulate, mislead, and coerce the public. Pfizer is a story unto itself. Here's a brief glimpse of Pfizer's track record for safety and ethics. This is a short list, by no means inclusive of the company's entire rap sheet. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, Pfizer received the biggest fine in U.S. history as part of a $2.3 billion plea deal with federal prosecutors for mispromoting medicines, Bextra, Celebrex, and paying kickbacks to compliant doctors. Pfizer pleaded guilty to misbranding the painkiller Bextra by promoting the drug for uses for which it was not approved. According to the New York Times, in the 1990s, Pfizer was involved in defective heart valves that lead to the deaths of more than 100 people. Pfizer had deliberately misled regulators about the hazards. The company agreed to pay $10.75 million to settle Justice Department charges for misleading regulators. According to the BBC, in the UK, Pfizer has been fined nearly 90 million euros for overcharging the NHS, the National Health Service. Pfizer charged the taxpayer an additional 48 million euros per year for what should have cost 2 million euros per year. Pfizer agreed to pay $430 million in 2004 to settle criminal charges that it had bribed doctors to prescribe its epilepsy drug Neurontin for indications for which it was not approved. According to Bloomberg, in 2011, a jury found Pfizer committed racketeering fraud in its marketing of the drug Neurontin. Pfizer agreed to pay $142.1 million to settle the charges. In 2012, the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission announced that it had reached a $45 million settlement with Pfizer to resolve charges that its subsidiaries had bribed overseas doctors and other healthcare professionals to increase foreign sales. According to The Guardian, Pfizer was sued in a U.S. federal court for using Nigerian children as human guinea pigs. Pfizer paid $75 million to settle a Nigerian court for using an experimental antibiotic, Trovan, on the children. The company paid an additional undisclosed amount in the U.S. to settle charges here. Pfizer had violated international law, including the Nuremberg Convention established after World War II, due to Nazi experiments on unwilling prisoners. Clearly, Pfizer has a history of malpractice and coercion. Yet, their COVID vaccine has been met with nothing but positive press from every mainstream media outlet in the country. Now the coercion is being targeted towards children, even as the VARS reports grow. Thousands of doctors and researchers have been speaking out since the beginning of the pandemic. Many have signed the Great Barrington Declaration and offer a much more prudent approach to global health that does not violate individual freedom while also intelligently protecting the most vulnerable. There are many physicians who are concerned. Among them, Dr. Hooman Norchasham. He is a retired cardiac surgeon, former UPenn medicine professor, and patient advocate. Dr. Norchasham has been reaching out to the CDC, FDA, and media for months, warning that orchestrating a blanket coronavirus vaccination for every American, regardless of prior immunity or presence of risk factors, could be a dangerous medical approach. Specifically, he has warned the FDA that pre-screening for SARS-CoV-2 viral proteins may reduce the risk of injuries and deaths following vaccination, as the vaccine may trigger an adverse immune response in those who have already been infected with the virus. Even the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, admits that it's rare to get sick again if you've already had COVID-19. Despite their own findings, they say those who have recovered from COVID-19 should still get vaccinated. I was interviewed by the Atlanta Journal-Constitution for an article on my views on this subject. After over 2 hours of conversation and presentation of science, they used 6 sentences. Those sentences didn't present any of the real and significant concerns. Like so many articles and news reports, the context of the article lacked the background information. Also, it was not well researched, and the intention behind it was at best questionable. It was clearly an attempt to coerce and manipulate readers. With vaccine adverse events reporting system, VAERS, reports skyrocketing, every individual must question every procedure. We must maintain the right to choose. Where there is a risk, there must be a choice, a well-informed and free choice. This is the first point in the Nuremberg Code that came out of World War II, and historically, the violation of this code has turned doctors into criminals. On this Memorial Day, as we honor the men and women who fought for our individual freedom so that we would have the right to choose, the 100-year lifestyle is committed to providing you with the resources you need to make informed choices so you can live your best and longest life possible. More in-depth articles will be coming your way soon. We are grateful for your trust, the opportunity to be a part of your and your family's lives, and we are honored to be a part of your journey on your way to a sensational century.